So 1941, then, December 7th, what do you remember about that Sunday?
We were sitting at home that Sunday morning having breakfast. We lived on Sheridan Road, 7th and Sheridan Road, and we didn't have the radio on for some reason. We didn't play the radio usually on Sundays. We just listened to the radio at nights. So for some reason, we didn't have it on, but somehow or another, I don't know why, we turned on the radio and found out the attack had just taken place at Pearl Harbor. And we didn't understand what was going on. Pearl Harbor, where's that? Nobody knows where Pearl Harbor is. But then they said Hawaii, so we knew where Hawaii was. And so we wondered about that at the time. That's Japan. That's way over there. That won't amount to anything. Japan's way over there. We and everyone thought that wouldn't amount to anything. Take care of that probably within a month or two. Little did we know that it would last for 44 months and 1 week. But that was the idea or the thinking of most people. It wasn't to be much. But then when the war continued and they started drafting people, we got the impression that this is a real war. And, of course, I thought, well, before that, I had always wanted to be a soldier. I had applied to West Point back when I was 14. I got all of the applications, necessity to get an appointment from a congressman. I had test scores from previous application tests to look over, and I thought, oh boy, that's going to be really tough. I wanted to go to West Point. I wanted to be a cavalry officer. They had just sold all their horses, so I wasn't to be a cavalryman. So anyway, the early part of the war, I continued in high school because...
Well, you were 15 years old in 1941.
Yeah. And I thought, well, it's probably not going to last long enough for me to get in, so I didn't have any idea that I would serve. So anyway, as the war went on, we found out it was growing. It, into our minds, it really is a war. But anyway, I finished high school. High school, we had an idea that the boys there would have to go to the service. Those were in their senior year. They were allowed to finish their senior year if they were 18. So they went off to war, and then they'd come back and visit us. And then after I graduated in 43, I went on to A&M. My first year at A&M, I had told you I was an ROTC there, so I had basic training basically in the ROTC there at A&M. And then after my year at A&M, I came home and I picked up working for Dad while I was waiting for the call to service, which was in December. I was working for my dad that 6 or 8 months until I got my call to active service in December of 44.
So then when you entered the service, what branch of the service did you join?
Army Air Corps.
And you wanted to be a pilot?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, so how did that go?
I qualified for all four of the positions. You'd get stay nines at that time. Bomber pilot, fighter pilot, navigator, bombardier. I qualified for all four, but my highest qualification was navigator. So I was destined to be and train as a navigator.
And what did that position do? What did you do as a navigator?
I did not, because at that time, the war was winding down. When I got called to active service after basic, I did not go to navigator school because that was schools were backing up, and I did not get to navigator school, so they assigned us to various positions throughout different airfields throughout the nation. August 5th, I was on a train. I'd given orders to report to Scott Field, St. Louis. On the train coming through, I had to ask my captain, train's going right through Tulsa. Can I get a delay en route to stop off there for a few days? It was granted. But as our train traveled, we came into El Paso on August 5th of 45. You'll remember the date? August 5th, they came on the train and said, they've dropped the bomb. We didn't know what they were talking about. Because the Manhattan Project was so secret, not even Truman knew about it until the last few months after he took over from Roosevelt. It was so secret. So we didn't know what they were talking about. The train continued on. I got back home, got home in Tulsa the next day, found out it was the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. And then, 3 days later, the Japs didn't surrender. They gave them 3 days. 3 days later, they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. And you remember those casualties, 70,000 in Hiroshima, 40,000 in Nagasaki. After Nagasaki, the cabinet, Japanese cabinet, worked day and night trying to decide whether or not to continue the war until the 14th. And then there was a cable from the Japanese cabinet to the Swiss embassy. The Swiss embassy, we had no contact with Japan. The Swiss embassy cabled the president, and on August 14th, he got the cable, and at 6:58 that evening, he got on the radio and announced that the Japs have surrendered. The war is over. Yeah.